Welcome to the Festival of Praise. Glad you're here this evening. You remember the story about the Israelites escaping out of the land of Egypt, and Moses, as he went before Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." And the reason they wanted the people to go, he told them, was so that they could have a celebration of the festival of the Lord. That's what they were going to do when they got out of Egypt, and that is actually what they did. So the first thing that they did after being rescued out of Egypt, the first thing that they did was they had a festival of praise. So the most natural response for people who have been rescued is to praise. And so that's what we're going to do this evening. So probably the best way for us to prepare for that is if you would just kind of reflect for a moment on the fact that you have been rescued. And then as you reflect on that, then the musicians will take over and we'll just celebrate in praise the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. So that's what our festival of praise is this evening. I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. Let me give you one program note, and that is when we come to Holy, 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 we're not singing that. Instead, we left one item off, which is a dramatic rendition of Isaiah 53. If you remember that from earlier in the year, we're going to have that. So that one change. Glad you're here. Let me lead us in prayer. Lord, we celebrate you tonight. And we thank you that you are the one who has stirred praise up in our hearts. And it overflows out of us because of you. So we don't have to stir up something. You have stirred it up within us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity to express it tonight. And Lord, thank you. I want to thank you for the gifts that you have given to this church, the musical gifts. And we thank you for the way they have ministered to us in this last year. We thank you for the hard work that they have put in. We thank you for the early time they would come in on Sunday mornings and before the rest of us are here as they're practicing and trying to do well to please you and to lead us in praise. We thank you for those gifts, Lord. They're so diverse. They're so creative, and they're an expression of your creativity, and we thank you for that. And, Lord, we thank you that we have obtained an inheritance, and that inheritance that we have obtained is so that we would be the praise of your glory. Help us to be that tonight. So would you receive glory from us? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him. So strong, the clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Creator bless and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. The word of the Lord.
As Steve mentioned, we all serve in all different ways, but we are so grateful for the service that these folks have given us throughout the year. Steve mentioned rescued. The word that came to my mind as we closed is released. We're released out into our Father's world to do His bidding. I loved the one line, "So send me out within your ways, knowing that the task is finished." Jesus has finished the task, and we go out to serve in His world, following His ways, knowing His blessing on us. Can I pray for us and send us out? Lord Jesus, we are grateful for the many, many ways in which You remind us that You are good to us. Father, we recognize that this world, there is a certain amount of trouble, certain amount of tribulation. We all can point to that in our lives day by day. But we also recognize that You have completed the task, and You now release us into this world to be Your instruments, to give praise through music, through our lives, through everything that we do. We thank You for these folks that have used their gifts so well over the last last school year to serve us, to lead us in worship week by week. Pray a rich blessing upon them and upon us all as we use the gifts in our community that You have given us to love and stir one another on to good deeds and to praise to You. We say this all, giving You thanks for the ultimate gift that You have given us, even the Lord Jesus Christ, for we know that it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. So send us out in that strength and in that confidence. And all God's people said together, amen. You are dismissed.